what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where this morning, in the 9 o'clock hour, this morning we are talking about residential solar power. And we're here with Mr. Dan King, the owner of Harmon Solar, Rosie Certified Solar Installation Specialist, serving primarily Maricopa County. But like you say, you've traveled a bit.
Yeah. State. We've done installations across the state.
Yeah. And y'all been in the solar industry for how long now?
I think the first solar installation we did was 2008.
Okay. All right. And you put a few systems on since then.
Just a few, yes.
Now, in that time, a lot of technology, I mean, we're on a bunch of press releases, and we get bombarded by new products and have us interview you, come interview our company on this. There are some things in solar out there that have come along. We've heard about the Tesla solar roofs. There's a new solar window that's primarily a commercial application for skyscrapers that have a lot of glass, that they've integrated solar into that, and you can replace these windows that are now energy generators. What's your input on any of these?
I think, as anything kind of cutting edge, that innovation is always great. There's a lot of people out there that are kind of always on the fence waiting for that. Well, I'm just going to wait for that next best technology. I guess my simple answer to them is, if you're waiting, you're not saving. So, jump in. The technology that's available right now is guaranteed to save you money. Get that. And if something better comes along that makes better financial sense down the road, then you can always look at making a change.
And whatever you're saving in that time that you go solar now, save that for that next investment.
Absolutely.
So that way it pays. For the technology today, we'll pay for the technology tomorrow.
That's right. The system that's been on my roof for 9 years now has saved me money every year.
So. Nice.
It seemed to me, I want to go back 5 or 6 years ago, that what I was hearing was that the great majority of systems getting installed were leased packages. Are you still seeing that? To me, it just seemed like 80-20. 80% were leased and 20% were purchased.
I think, as far as our company is concerned, I think the lease makes a lot of sense to a lot of people because as long as you've got a decent credit score, you can get solar. It doesn't cost you any money, and you save money still. So I think that's what's attractive to people. Plus the 20-year guarantee on everything. The leasing company covers all of the equipment, and they give you a production guarantee as well. I think what I would say the industry is still primarily leased in Arizona. We've seen that mix get less and our ratio of purchases more with this big deadline that's out there.
Okay.
I don't know that I have a good answer for why that is, but I think the ratio, if you were to say 80-20, I would still think that's probably pretty accurate.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got some callers that want to jump in the conversation and ask Dan King questions about residential solar power. Dan King of Harmon Solar. Here to visit with?
Mary.
Mary.
Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sorry, it's Marie. So okay. I wasn't sure if it was me or not.
All right.
So we've considered solar off and on for the last few years, and one of the things that has been mentioned to me before is that the electric companies are not necessarily crazy about solar, that it becomes a competition for them. And that I've also read somewhere that tighter regulations towards solar customers may be coming. What do you know about that?
Mary, thanks for getting on the air with us today. I'm sorry, Marie.
I even
said it wrong. The utility, I feel like the industry and the utility companies, they've had their issues. I think that now I think they get along better than I think they ever have, in my opinion. So what we talked about before was the grandfathering. So customers that go solar up to this point, anybody that's gone solar and any future decision that's been made has always kept their grandfather status. So nothing has changed. So the federal tax credit is in place. I believe it's not supposed to start going down until 2019. So that's still available for those that purchase. And the net metering, as we discussed earlier, is an incentive that's still available as long as you can get in before the deadline. And then after the deadline, whatever the new rate is that's going to be there, you will be locked into that when you sign up for that at that point. So I think you should probably get an evaluation and see what you could potentially save right now and feel very confident that that wouldn't change based on any future decisions. At least that's what history has shown us up to this point.
Yeah, I'm not sure fear of tighter regulations or a straining relationship with the utility company in the future would be a good reason to not pursue it.
That's not going to affect the 13 hours of sunlight day in and day out we average.
No, I think that if that's the reason for the fear, I would agree with you, Rosie. I wouldn't worry about that, and I would have a company come out and give you the consultation and see what it is that you could save.
Now, what are some of the, what are some of the things a homeowner has to be careful of when picking their solar contractor?
I would say some of the biggest things, the biggest thing, and I think you talk about it a lot, Rosie, is the roof condition. That's a big one. We do a complete evaluation, and if we don't feel like the roof is going to be, again, for the leasing companies, there's a 5-year warranty on the penetrations, and then we offer a 5-year warranty for our purchase customers. So if the roof can handle 5 years or so, but we may make a comment to the homeowner that your roof is not in really good shape. So we try to be the customer's advocate in those scenarios. One of the other things that I would recommend is making sure that the solar contractor is doing an evaluation structurally of your property. And making sure that you don't have any damaged or broken trusses, termites, that sort of thing that would cause an issue. And just making certain that somebody is looking at that engineering-wise, structurally-wise, for the layout, how far apart do you put the penetrations? Can you do 4 foot on center can you do 6 foot on center? And then there may be certain types of roofs where there requires modification. I'd say 15 or 20% of the homes that we install on, we're doing some sort of a hip blocking, shoring, something to do there to make sure that the solar modules are going to more about the uplift and peeling off more so than the weight.
Yeah. I'm old enough to remember the solar industry of the 80s and 90s where the government was basically paying the homeowner to mount solar equipment on their house. And we all know what those homeowners went through the 90s. As all those solar companies disappeared, nobody honoring the warranty, nobody around to service them, you were left all alone. Very few solar companies made it through that swoon. And I saw when the solar industry now re-incentivized the industry through factory rebates, tax credits, every plumber, every roofer became a solar installer. And boy, I warned homeowners, proceed with extreme caution. From the boom of 8 years ago, 9 years ago, what's the current status of the Arizona solar industry? Y'all are about a third the number of contractors?
There's still probably 300 or 400 out there. It's interesting as you get these deadlines that approach, and we knew about this deadline in December.
Yeah.
So there's an awful lot of people in the market that are just here to ride the deadline wave, and then they won't be here any longer. I would say this, my service department stays very, very busy doing repairs on older solar systems.
On systems y'all didn't install.
That we didn't install, yes. Yeah.
Oh, man. We've got one more caller on hold. We've got an open line. If you'd like to talk to Dan, the number is 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Ann in. She's actually calling from Tucson, and she's on the topic of new technology. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Rosie. I think Romy touched upon this a little bit earlier when he mentioned the Tesla roofing products, and that was something I was kind of interested in, as I'm not real crazy about the idea of solar panels on my roof, but we do need a new roof, and maybe the Tesla tiles might not be a bad idea. I'm just wondering if you've had any experience with them or any insight that you could relay on that.
Well, thanks for calling in. I don't actually believe that those are available yet. I think they're in the future, maybe a year or two out. I'm not that familiar with them. What I am familiar with is predecessors of that same type of product, integrated roof tiles that are solar modules. And none of them have worked up to this point. We have spent quite a bit of time and effort replacing a lot of those systems that were installed and replacing them with a standard module type that you would see that most people are familiar with. Tesla's pretty amazing. You know, Elon Musk is pretty amazing. Maybe he has the answer. Maybe his product's going to be far better. But I think it's out in the future. And they tend to not be as efficient as the other solar modules either.
And I don't know if it's just because, like you said, it's Elon and he's great at PR. They act like this is the first one that's ever hit the market.
No.
Every time I hear, I'm like, hey, we were at a remote broadcast 8 years ago. They were putting these on,
right? And now they're taking them all off.
And to me, in this building technology, incorporating those two isn't going to make a lot of sense because you've got a lot of factors that go into play. I mean, there's a lot of equipment on roof. There's plumbing vents go out through roofs. You don't want tradesmen walking on top of your solar panels. Mm. So you're going to have to that trained technician to walk on solar panels and address leaks and look at plumbing and mechanical equipment that's on the roof. It's not a great tie-in.
You know, I think that it's more about the aesthetics. I think that's what drives people,
right,
quite honestly, is the aesthetics, and they look a lot nicer. I personally like the way solar modules look on people's roofs, but I'm biased, of course. But I think it's more about the aesthetics, and what you get is you have a trade-off, and you'll have to have a trade-off regardless of the product if they're doing that type of installation, whether it's efficiency or whether it's more expensive down the road when you have to do repairs on the roof or whatever. Those are the trade-offs that I see still being with the industry, assuming that Tesla is going to be able to solve the other problems that were with the other product, which was they got too hot and they stopped working. So,
yeah, they're out of California. That their testing facility is a little different than Phoenix.
Maybe so. That's right. But I'll tell you this, and I, by experience, am never one to want to jump on the latest and the greatest. I'm not a good beta tester. I don't like to be an early implementer. I like the latest and greatest to be put on somebody else's house for 5 or 8 or 10 years, and then I do an assessment as to whether it's a credible piece of new technology or not.
And it goes back to what Dan was saying. You're not saving anything waiting. She said, what, for 3 years she's been considering solar? How much in that 3 years would she have saved now? And you go now, it may take 5, 10, 20 years for these to actually be practical and applicable. And at that point, you've got all that saved for that investment.
Yeah, you might do solar now, and then when that actually technology gets mature, then you implement that down the road.
What is the life expectancy of a panel?
The solar modules carry a 25-year power output warranty, and they carry, like we talked earlier, a 10 or 12-year product warranty. So I would say, you know, at a minimum, 25 years. I think there's modules that have been working now for 30 or 40 years in certain parts of the world, or even in the United States.
If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.